Hey there, I am so excited that you're here with me today. My name is Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host. Today we're going to be talking about overcoming the lies that you believe about yourself. And it's really special because this is an excerpt from chapter one of my new book, which is available for pre-order today. So yes, you can go ahead, head to the show notes, grab a copy, and once you go to the pre-orders, you're going to see a special bundle, and I'm obsessed with the stickers. But most importantly, I want to ask you this one question. How free would you feel if your feelings didn't get the final say in your life, but God's word did? In this book, I just share tangible action steps for readers to take as they work through the process of healing, including I want to challenge the way that you think so that you can change the way you live. I want to help you create space to find the healing that you need. I want to help you discover how to get the word of God from your head into your heart. I also want to just really help you experience the love of God through relationship and intimacy with Him and not with works. Most importantly, I want you to find freedom from shame about what you feel so that you can heal. So I'm going to go ahead and begin reading from chapter one, but most importantly, head to the show notes, go to jessicahoddle.com and snag your pre-order copy today. Setting up space for healing, receiving what Jesus did on the cross for us will be the less visible miracle with the most significant impact if we give time and space to heal. To create space is to create time in our day, allowing us to slow down even for a minute to think about what we are thinking. Much of our healing will be partnering with God, whom we cannot see, but can experience. Partnering with God will heal places that are wounded to the naked eye, but that the soul can feel. When we are healing from lies, one of the first steps is to write down the thoughts that we think on a regular basis. What stories show up repeatedly throughout our day in specific events? If we do not know what we believe, then the gap from the spiritual to the physical will get wider, causing us to feel distant from our bodies and distant from God. Day to day, I fight back the narrative in my head that says I am not doing enough. I try to fill my to-do list with enough tasks so I can feel like a success. If I do not put that way of thinking into submission with truth, I end the day with an exhausted body and an overwhelmed mind. Every day I remind myself His grace is sufficient for me and He causes the increase, not me. Now is the time to ask yourselves, what narrative do I believe and do I live on throughout the day? Once we begin to recognize the stories, the narratives we tell ourselves, the second step is to name them and write them down. If they are phrases, think of the feeling you experience with those phrases. Naming our feelings helps us begin to move through them with clarity and effectiveness. We no longer guess what we feel, we are aware of what we feel. Even though not naming them may feel safer, masking our feelings can make them difficult to regulate and bring into submission of God's word. After we spend time naming them, our third step is to create the time to spend with God to read His word and to know what He says about what we feel. His word trumps anything we feel. We can believe God even when we don't experience His love wrapping around our feelings at the moment. These three steps will bring awareness and help us move the direction of healing with God's word because the gospel heals the soul and brings life into our bodies. The hard and holy work is not the physical act, but the spiritual discipline that causes us to act. Recognizing what we believe will affect how we see. One of my favorite ways to create space is to get outside, go for a walk, and be in nature. Therefore, I start the process by moving my body and walking with God through what I am experiencing. After I allow myself to process internally through the day, I grab the notebook I keep next to my bed at night. I dump everything I was feeling for the day into my notebook to see what I was thinking on paper, to name every feeling and emotion. Therefore, I can begin to make sense of what was causing me to feel turmoil and uneasiness in my body. Renewing our minds will take time. Working through past experiences and trauma will require patience. Learning why we respond and react the way we do will take consistency. Every time we create space for healing, we make more room in our hearts to know God on a deeper, more intimate level. There you have it, just a little excerpt of what is to come in my new book, Face Off With Your Feelings, Break Up With the Lies of Your Past, and Embrace the Truth for Your Future. Again, this book is for you if you have ever felt shame for what you feel, if you've ever felt like you should know better but don't know how to do better, or you just continually feel in this like shame and guilt cycle and you don't know how to get out or to begin to move through. Head to jessicahoddle.com, click in the link below, and go pre-order your copy today. And as always, challenge the way you think and you will change the way you live.